Hey, good morning. This is Dave Cook on the road, 100 pedals across America, summer 12 edition. I am somewhere between Des Moines, Iowa and Kansas City, Missouri on my way to Wichita. Thought I'd share a little story with you from this morning's bike ride. It was an interesting experience. I didn't have anybody to ride with today in West Des Moines, Iowa, but I was able to find a ride on MapMyRide.com, about a 30-mile loop that intrigued me, so I thought it was pretty close to my hotel. Scouted out most of it last night, so I had a pretty good feel. Actually, it was a gorgeous area to ride a bike. I loved it. I was so excited about riding this morning, so I got up early just as the sun was getting ready to come over the horizon. Got on my bike ride, only to realize the only part that I didn't scout out turned out to be a highway, and I did not feel comfortable riding that part of the road, so I aborted the original plan for the bike ride, and that was at the far end of my ride at the southeast corner. That would have taken me on a nice loop. But anyway, so I got on a bike trail, started riding on the bike trail, feeling really cool because it was gorgeous along a river in these woods and all that other stuff. And somehow or other, instead of going west and north, or at least west, somewhere along the way, I went north and east. And when I came out from the woods and could see the sun better and get a sense of where I was actually crossing a highway that I had not had any intention of crossing. And I was much more further east and north than I had even anticipated. Kind of an interesting thing. It was like, whoa, I'm in the wrong place at the wrong time. And needless to say, because I have a good sense of direction and I had a good sense of pretty much because I had scouted out the night before, I was able to meander my way back and find my way home and ended up in the hotel with a decent bike ride and could celebrate the accomplishment of saying, hey, I rode in Iowa. The mission of the trip is complete. And then as I was driving down, you know, on the highway this morning, I was thinking, what's the metaphor for this? Because, you know, I figure every story has a lesson. And I think the lesson of the story this morning is, you know, it is, no matter how much we plan, no matter how much we anticipate, we are always going to find something that knocks us off our course. It's unavoidable. You know, sometimes it's big things, sometimes it's small things, but we're always going to get knocked off our course. And, you know, the cool thing about it is that if you have a pretty good sense of, you know, where you're going, a pretty good vision of your outcome and all that other stuff, and you're paying attention to your environment and the things that work and stuff like that, you can usually find your way back. And that's pretty much like this bike ride this morning. I think the challenge is that sometimes we get so focused on the fact that there's only one path to our goals that, you know, like for me this morning, if I got knocked off my course, I would have had to backtrack all the way back to find my way. I didn't need to do that because I had a good sense of where I was. And that's the same thing when it comes to goals versus vision. One of the things that makes me most excited about the 100-day challenge and all the things related to 100 pedals is the fact that goals are not as important as the vision of your accomplishment is. Goals become this hard-working, structured path that says, this is what I needed to do to get here. And in many respects, getting here isn't that easy because we get knocked off our path, and the sheer force required to stay on that path is almost more work than it's worth. However, if we're focused on what is the vision for that outcome, the vision of our accomplishment, and we start taking those little steps that we know we need to take first that allows us to get started, and in paying attention to those little steps, we build some momentum, and from little steps lead to more little steps, and next thing you know, we get to a great outcome. That's the difference between a vision and a goal. So my lesson to you and my thought for you this morning is, are you doing the little things that you know you need to do to keep you moving forward towards your desired outcome? We all have things that we desire in our lives. We all, whether it's a change or an improvement or, you know, even if it's a big outcome, we all have those. But unless we're taking the little steps consistently, regularly, daily, and we're paying attention to where we're going and what we're learning along the way, unless you do those things, when you get knocked off course, there is no place to go except back. Or we try to say, where the heck am I? And what did I do? And all that other stuff. And I think that the power of our vision and the power of little steps towards that vision enables you to celebrate and learn and maintain some sense of direction towards that outcome as you go along the journey. That's what I felt this morning. I came home from my bike ride and I celebrated the fact that I figured it out. I was so excited when I saw the bike route sign because I knew I was back on track. And that's the way it goes. Anyway, I hope everybody has a wonderful Friday, and I look forward to talking to you again. Take care.